Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In the city of Chicago, the mayor says there'll be a vaccine mandate for employees. 30,000 of them have to get vaccinated to keep their jobs. Chicago public schools will require teachers and other employees to be vaccinated if they want to keep their job. You have to have that very rare religious exemption or a medical one. Vast majority of the people will not have those. But then you could always go to Montana. In Montana, it's against the law to do what we're doing in Chicago. By statute, you cannot have a vaccination mandate for employment. And even in hospitals, they won't do that. The law is you'll have to wear a mask, as I understand it. Holly Michaels is a reporter in Helena. Holly, you're on WGN Radio. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You are the state bureau chief for, what is the name of the newspaper, the Bureau?
It's the Montana State News Bureau, and we serve a group of papers here in Montana.
I see. So you're sort of a regional reporter for a bunch of papers up there, huh?
Yeah.
And what's, I trust I described it correctly. The legislature passed a law, the governor signed it, right?
Yep, so earlier this year, the legislature passed a bill and does what you said. It bans requiring vaccines as a condition of employment. It says that's a form of discrimination, and our Governor Greg Gianforte signed that bill after an amendatory veto that did make that allowance. You mentioned hospitals can require employees who either aren't vaccinated or don't say to have to wear a mask in those kind of healthcare settings.
I'm not a constitutional expert, but that's not a protected class. It's not based on race or religion, those sorts of things, gender, orientation. Those are the areas where discrimination is often filed. Just because you don't want to take the vaccine, I don't know that that puts you in a sort of protected category. Evidently, the legislature and governor feel differently, huh?
Yeah, I'm definitely not a constitutional expert either and wouldn't pretend to be, but this law is codified in the human rights section of our state code. So that's where they've put it, and it does make discrimination arguments. So that's how they've done it.
But that was earlier in the year, and the Delta variant rears its head, and we're all trying to figure that out. Has there been any second guessing about that law in Montana?
You know, we are seeing some pretty strong opposition right now from groups that were pushing back against the bill when it was working through the legislature, and that groups like the Montana Medical Association, the Montana Hospital Association have been, you know, pretty vocal in that this is something they, you know, feel goes against their role in trying to keep people safe and healthy. You know, we have heard that opposition all along. Republican legislators that helped pass this bill are still standing pretty firm behind it. And the Associated Press did a pretty good story about it and talked to Republican Governor Greg Gianforte, who said that he still supports the bill and doesn't have any regrets or concerns after signing it.
Sounds like the governor of Florida, too. And I suppose it's hard to sort of turn on that dime after you've sort of dug your heels in. I mean, you knew something like this was going to happen, and they're still holding steady. But the numbers, I looked it up, at least at Johns Hopkins, shows that you guys aren't off the map. I mean, I think your positivity rate is about 7%, and about half of your state is fully vaccinated. We're a little bit better than that, but not much. Is it running rampant there, the Delta variant?
So we have seen Delta pretty quickly, like most places, take over as the dominant variant in Montana. And like you said, we did just yesterday hit 50% of the eligible population in the state vaccinated. And there's some pockets of the state that have done really well. There's certain tribal communities that got, almost their full eligible population vaccinated very quickly. Other parts of the state are lagging. We are seeing a pretty concerning spike in cases recently, getting back to those numbers we were seeing last winter when things were really bad, and school's starting here soon. So kind of trending in the wrong direction right now in Montana.
Some, I'm reading from another story about this, some of the loudest supporters of the bill to make it illegal to mandate a vaccine. Some of the loudest supporters of this bill were employees of the Benefits Health System in Great Falls. What's the Benefits Health System? Is that a series of hospitals?
Yeah, it's the main hospital up in Great Falls, which is a community of about 60,000. And then they do have satellite campuses and clinics that they're opening in other parts of the state. And that is, we did, you know, during the session, I remember when these bills would have key votes in the House or Senate. You know, we would have packed galleries and lots of people come up to support the passage of these bills. And some of those were healthcare providers. There's information that shows healthcare providers in Montana are vaccinated at a higher rate than the general population, but still not, you know, as high as some of those employers would like to see.
But you're saying that it was this health system that was against mandating the vaccine?
The employees there, not the system itself, but some employees at the healthcare facility up there.
Okay, but I'm sorry, that still seems to me like that's about the same thing. Some of the loudest supporters of the bill were employees of this health system. They're the ones in harm's way. Can you explain that to me?
You know, I wouldn't kind of wager into how someone works through those processes, but we did, you know, hear a lot of opposition to vaccine mandates in support of this bill from, you know, people who talked about having religious exemptions, or I think, you know, we've heard kind of across the board concerns about, at that point, you know, it was under emergency use authorization. And then you do hear, and I think this is, you know, across the board, not just from healthcare providers, but misinformation about vaccines is pretty rampant, and that's something I think people, you know, healthcare providers who support vaccination are working to help combat.
Is there another bill to sort of change the existing law? I guess you can, you know, have another law that says the old law's out and the new law's in, and you can do that. Is there anything afoot in the legislature that way?
Nothing in the works. Our legislature meets every other year, an odd numbered year, so they won't be back until 2023. We did this session through a whole spectrum of bills, you know, across the board. See a lot of litigation brought against legislation, more than we've seen in past years. So that's an avenue I haven't heard any groups specifically discuss, but that's a route that some could take in the interim between sessions. But at this point, I think it's just groups are being very vocal in their opposition and kind of seeing what the next steps are.
Well, I guess you can always try and protect yourself. And I guess at the end of the day, that's what everybody needs to do, is be as safe as you personally can and responsible. And, you know, if you wanted to look at it from a libertarian perspective, maybe this is how the people in Montana are, right? They're not stupid, but they don't want people telling them how to do anything. And I suspect that's a streak that runs rampant in the mountain states. You know, if you had to guess, where would this happen? Maybe Montana would be one of the places where you'd say, living in Montana, I don't want to hear it. Something like that, right? Am I onto something there, Holly?
I think that some people definitely believe, you know, we've got a strong libertarian strain going through here. I think it's really hard to speak for the state as a whole, because you do have such a diversity of, you know, we saw really strong support of these bills during the session, but you also had a lot of really strong opposition that was harder to sort of capture, because, you know, people who tend to oppose this bill would also be more likely to be the ones giving testimony remotely and not there in the Capitol. And, you know, we're seeing that pretty divisive split now with schools starting again. You've got parents rallying on both sides of requiring masks and not. And it's a pretty intense climate right now, for sure.
We got to wrap this up, but how are you all going back to school? The students are going in person, and are they wearing masks?
It's done district by district. So a couple larger districts in Montana have required masks in schools for the start, you know, different amounts of time for different age groups. And some school districts have not made that decision. It's kind of happening in real time now, and I'm sure some won't require masks as we open, but it'll be interesting to see as cases are growing how it all goes.
Holly Michaels, the Montana State News Bureau Chief. Nice to talk to you, Holly. We may catch up again down the road. Thanks for your help today.
Yeah, thanks for reaching out.